Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Now, full time on Radio City Talk.
2 minutes after five on Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. This is full time as we take you through to 6:30 this evening before the Blue Room are here. I'm sure the lads are going to be talking about the proposed slash potential new stadium that looks like it is on the offing or in the offing. I think there's something going to happen within the next 24, 26 hours or so. So the lads are going to discuss that this evening from 6:30. Good afternoon or good evening if you have just tuned in. And I bring you the news and have brought you the news right throughout this afternoon that a policeman has been stabbed and his apparent attacker shot by officers in a major security incident at the Houses of Parliament. It is also believed that a woman has died on the bridge, Westminster Bridge, and there seems to have been a large car involved. Now, earlier on today, just before we came to air at 3 o'clock, Mick Coyle was here for Liverpool Live. Incidentally, tomorrow on Liverpool Live, Mick will be joined by Dr. David Lowe, who is a terrorism expert and former policeman, to discuss all that has happened today. But he did break the news just before we came on air here on Radio City Talk.
There has been a shooting or a stabbing at the House of Parliament. Reports of a vehicle being driven into the gate there, and reports that police have opened fire on a man. And now, an organisation we know well are actually having the day in Parliament, the Oliver King Foundation, and one of the patrons of the OK Foundation is Jake Morrison, who joins us on the programme. Jake, just tell us where you are at the moment.
We've been evacuated into a room next to the central lobby. There's hundreds of children and people who've been visiting today. So we obviously are not being told anything now, but we were sitting in the cafe just watching it happen. And we assumed it was just the minister leaving, because everyone gets very excited when you see Theresa May or someone in Parliament. And then we've seen all these police just jump over the barriers and dive on top of somebody. And then all of a sudden everyone comes running through screaming, crying. So we thought they'd got through the gates and come into to the cafe where we were. And then all of a sudden the police come in with the guns and evacuated us to the main centre point of Parliament.
So you saw somebody had got within the security boundary of the
Palace
of Westminster?
Yeah, they were well through. They were through the scanning process. So however they got through, obviously through the gates or whatever, they got past security. And then they were in for a while because people were filming it. And that's why I thought it was a minister. I thought someone was getting excited about the minister coming through. And then all of a sudden these police stars on. Straight away, there was hundreds of police and guards, the palace guards who came through. And just dived straight on top of the person, but there was blood everywhere. There was we never heard any bang or shot or anything, so we presume, obviously, it was a stabbing, but we certainly never heard any gunshots.
You say there was blood everywhere. Did that appear?
Yeah, all over the grass and the floor.
And was there any sense of who that had come from or where that had come from?
No. We thought, we're hearing in here that it's police, but we just seen police because they were on top of whoever the person was. So I'm assuming if it was police, they were either protecting the person from any more damage, or it wasn't police, and obviously they were controlling them and making sure he couldn't move. Because there was loads of people on top of this person. Whoever it was, there was about 4 or 5 people on top of this person. Basically, the gates have got about 4 police officers on with guns. The person had got past this gate and was in for about 40, 50 seconds, really. It went on for quite a while. That's why we thought it was just a normal situation. There was no panic until we saw the blood on the floor and people come through screaming then.
That was Jake Morrison, who was on the show with Mick Coyle in Liverpool Live just before 3 o'clock after the news broke that there has been an incident. Now, you heard him talking about there the fact that there was a lot of blood in the incident, and it then came to the fore that a policeman has been stabbed and his apparent attacker was shot by officers in the aforementioned major security incident which happened in the Houses of Parliament today. Now, what has happened and what did happen, that those who were inside the Houses of Parliament, they have been trained over the last number of years to deal with these situations, and they were told that the sitting itself in the Houses of Parliament was going to be locked down. Now, we did hear earlier on from a selection of people who were in there. We heard from the House Leader, David Lidington, in the Houses of Commons, and as you heard him, it just sounded like a normal Prime Minister's questions. But little did we know, well, we did know, but it didn't sound like it at the time, that they were actually locked inside the Houses of Parliament. And I understand they potentially could still be there now. But we were able to get in touch with Steve Rotherham, who is a Labour Party politician, obviously for the Liverpool Walton area, and the Labour Party candidate who is for, well, he's going for the mayor of the Liverpool City Region's mayor. And he was down there and we asked him what it was like inside the Houses of Parliament.
Well, we're locked down, Conor. I mean, this is, you know, extraordinary. The Chamber of the House of Commons has been locked down. So we were in the middle of a vote. And during that vote, we were then told that we couldn't go outside of the confines of what's called the voting lobbies and the main chamber, the bit with the green benches that you see on the television. So that's where I'd say that's probably about 400 MPs are currently wondering what's happened, because we're only given limited information from the authorities in the House of Commons, but we're told to remain here for the foreseeable time anyway, and see until further notice is given what we're to do. But the parliamentary sitting has been suspended for the rest of the day. We do know, because we've been told by the leader of the House of Commons, that there was that individual attack, but we're told that there are other instances on the what's called the Palace of Westminster, so on the estate itself, or on the roads around which lead into the Palace of Westminster. So, for instance, Westminster Bridge, we're told, is also being cordoned off.
Steve Rotherham from the Labour Party for Liverpool Walton, and obviously the Labour Party candidate for the elected mayor of the city region of Liverpool. Okay, we can bring you this now. This came to us just before the news at 5 o'clock. This is the official statement from the Metropolitan Police Service about what information they have today. And this is almost a summation of much of what we've heard in the last 10 minutes or so. Since 14:40 this afternoon, the MPS, the Metropolitan Police Service, has responded to an incident in the area of Parliament Square, and the senior national coordinator has declared this a terrorist incident. And although we remain open-minded to the motive, a full counter-terrorism investigation is already underway, led by the Met's counter-terrorism command. At this stage, I will confirm what we know has happened, but I will not speculate. We received a number of different reports, which included a person in the River Thames, a car in collision with pedestrians, and a man armed with a knife. Officers were already at the location as part of a routine policing operation. Immediately, additional officers were sent to the scene, and that included firearms officers. We are working closely with the London Ambulance Services and the London Fire Brigade. I would like to repeat a request for the Republic to avoid the following areas: Parliament Square, Whitehall, Westminster Bridge, Lambeth Bridge, Victoria Street, up to the junction with Broadway, and the Victoria Embankment up to the Embankment Tube. Right, so that's what we have. There are more details coming in from the police service. We're getting more information from the Metropolitan Police. But we got further eyewitness news just before 5 o'clock from Ian Silvera. Now, Ian Silvera is a senior political reporter with the International Business Times, and he was at the scene for many different publications, including his own and, of course, Radio City Talk.
Conor, I'm straight in front on the road leading up to the Palace of Westminster. I'm looking over at the Westminster Bridge as well. Of course, as you reported there, there seems to be two incidents, one on Westminster Bridge, the other by the Palace of Westminster. And the latest news is a woman has passed away due to this suspected terror attack. That's how the Metropolitan Police are dealing with this. As you can probably hear in the background, there's a sound of helicopters. There's a heavy police presence down here. I'm looking at the moment at least two policemen with machine guns, with rifles in their hands. And, of course, lots of ambulances and emergency service crews by the Palace of Westminster on Westminster Bridge.
Ian, horrible news that we are hearing here, that a woman has passed away, we believe, on Westminster Bridge. We had reports at the top of the show that there was a 4x4, some sort of Jeep or large car involved with that one. Do you believe that's connected with the same incident?
Obviously, I would caveat that with it's too soon to say, But initial reports and testimony from what I heard, I spoke to two eyewitnesses down here at the scene, and they both saw on Westminster Bridge a number of people, it seems to be around five, were downed on that bridge, were on that bridge. And one of the eyewitnesses said a person was tracked by a vehicle, asking, when I asked what description that vehicle was, they weren't too sure. Of course, a lot of people, their initial reaction is shock. And that particular gentleman, he heard the loud banging. He's heard the shots, which we suspect maybe the police taking down their assailants, alleged assailants, and he ran away. So as to the size and shape of the vehicle, we're not sure. But that seems to be matched up with what eyewitnesses have told me down here. I've also additionally spoken to SNP MP Chris Law. He told me he was inside the House of Commons. He was just about to go to the vote. The division bell was ringing. Now, that bell for the uninitiated is what rings when a vote is taking place. And he was obviously swept out by the security officials there, told to leave. And he was alongside Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron, alongside SNP MP colleagues as well. He's in a safe place now. He is in New Scotland Yard. But he says, although they were prepared for this, MPs have, of course, been trained. We, of course, last year had the tragic killing of Joe Cox. They've been trained for this. Although they are, of course, shocked and surprised. And we're just waiting here outside the Palace of Westminster as news filters in.
You said a couple of seconds ago that the eyewitnesses you were speaking to with regards to the potential incident on Westminster Bridge, that an assailant potentially had run away on foot. Do you believe, or is there any details that assailant may have been apprehended?
No, no reports of that. No eyewitnesses have said anything about anyone on foot. What they did say to me is that they saw a number of people downed on the bridge. There was no mention of anyone on foot. So we're unsure on that. As I'm sure you can appreciate, it's sort of breaking situation, and we're trying to put these pieces together to find out more. But I mean, what I can confirm is that the eyewitnesses are saying that they've seen people downed both by the Palace Westminster and by Westminster Bridge. They were telling me there was a gentleman just outside Cafe Nero, and if you know the area, that looks straight onto the Palace Westminster, and he saw someone down there by a vehicle of some description, although because of the shock, he wasn't able to say.
That is the senior political reporter for the International Business Times. That's Ian Silvera, who joined me just before 5 o'clock. And as I said just before, we heard from Ian just now that the police have released a statement. This is a continuation of the statement that I read a couple of minutes ago. There is an ongoing investigation led by the Counter-Terrorism Command, and they would ask anybody who has images or film of the incident to pass it on to police. Perhaps you're listening this afternoon across Merseyside. You were down there, you were taking photographs, you're up here, you're feeling a little traumatised by the whole thing. But it is important that if you have anything like that, you pass it on to the police. And they have said they know there's a number of casualties, including police officers, but all of this cannot confirm numbers and the nature of these injuries, apart from the one confirmation we have about a death that did take place on Westminster Bridge earlier on. A woman has died. And Joe Parkinson from our news and entertainment team was also in London this afternoon. She was down there. She was able to get a different eyewitness views to the senior political reporter from the International Business Times, Ian Silvera, and she joined me just before 5 o'clock to give me her insight as to exactly what has happened in London this afternoon.
So I'm stood by Westminster Pier looking at the Westminster Bridge, where a silver people carrier is reported to have mown down at least six or seven people. And the Westminster Bridge is obviously still on shutdown. All of the traffic still on the bridge. I spoke to a builder who was in his van and saw people lying on the floor, one of them under the people carrier, and he was told by the police to get out of his van and come off the bridge. There was a party of Italian tourists who were on a bus, and they were escorted off the bridge. And I've actually just spoken to an MP who was in Parliament at the time it happened, came out, was evacuated with some of her colleagues, went to Westminster Tube and told the Tube to shut down the station because there was tourists everywhere with their children, completely unaware of what was going on, you know, that there was a terrorist attack happening, and this is what it's being called now, a terrorist attack on London. And she mentioned the fact that this is the anniversary of the Belgian shootings last year, so there was a belief that this is had been done to mark that. I'm not privy to what's gone on the bridge, whether she was one of those people that was mown down by what I'm hearing was a silver people carrier. I don't know. There's police everywhere here at the moment, as you can imagine. There are helicopters all over the skies. The London Eye, I'm stood right by it now, and it's completely still, with everybody who was in one of the capsules still in those capsules. So I think they may be slowly trying to get people off, but they've been stuck on the London Eye for quite a while now. There's police boats on the River Thames, and, you know, as I'm standing here, car after car of officers, many of them not in uniform, arriving on the scene.
That's our news and entertainment correspondent Joe Parkinson speaking to us earlier on live from London Bridge. And in the associated area, a policeman has been stabbed and his apparent attacker shot by officers in the major security incident in and around the Houses of Parliament. And there was also a separate incident involving a large vehicle colliding into a selection of people. We believe that one woman has died in that this afternoon.